the big story of the day. A third COVID wave in India is inevitable and it may hit in the next 6 to 8 weeks. That is what the director of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Dr. Randeep Guleria, told NDTV this morning. And the statement comes amidst unlocking in various states after weeks of strict restrictions. Listen in.
A third wave, according to many experts, is now inevitable. The question, therefore, is not if, but when. When could a third wave hit India? Some say as early as 2 to 4 weeks. How are you looking at this?
So I do agree with you. The third wave is inevitable and it's basically based on human behavior. Because what is happening is that as we've started unlocking, there is again a lack of COVID-appropriate behavior. We don't seem to have learned from what happened between the first and the second wave. And again, crowds are building up, people are gathering. It will take some time for the virus to again start spreading and for the number of cases to start rising at a national level. But you're right, it could happen within the next, I would say, about 6 to 8 weeks, maybe a little longer. But a lot depends on how we sort of go ahead in terms of COVID-appropriate behavior and preventing crowds.
Right. So you're saying your estimate says 6 to 8 weeks, we could see cases rising. Once again, are we prepared for an eventuality like that, given the fact that only approximately 5% of our entire population is fully vaccinated with two doses? Is that enough?
So that is the main challenge. Unless we have a large number of people vaccinated, we have to be very aggressive in two or three things. One is we have to have aggressive COVID-appropriate behavior. This is going to lead to another surge in the number of cases. It may take some time on an average. Waves usually take around 3 months, but it can take lesser time depending on how people behave. On the second thing, of course, is that we have to have a very aggressive surveillance. Last time we saw that a new variant or a new variant which first came from outside and then developed here led to the huge surge. And we know the virus will continue to mutate. So a surveillance which picks up any hotspot and we are able to develop aggressive containment strategy in that hotspot is what is required. And we will have to have aggressive lockdowns in case we see a surge in any part of the country. Because unless we have a large number of people vaccinated, we are still vulnerable and we will have future waves in the coming months.
So we have to factor in human behavior while unlocking, which needs to be done in a graded manner still. The Telangana government, for example, has decided to reopen the state completely. As the second wave of the coronavirus pandemic shows signs of receding, the government has ordered all branches to lift all types of regulations imposed during the lockdown in the full extent. All education institutions in Telangana will reopen from the 1st of July for physical classes. That is what the K. Chandrasekhar Rao government has said today as it announced the complete reopening of the state amidst this receding second wave. The state cabinet, in fact, decided to lift the lockdown completely. The decision, they say, to lift the lockdown was taken by examining reports given by medical authorities, the number of coronavirus cases, the positivity percentage, which decreased significantly. The chief minister's office says the corona has come into full control. That is a quote. Now, Telangana reported a positivity rate in full disclosure of just 1.14%. The number of daily cases reported was just over 1,400 in 24 hours. And the number of COVID-linked deaths was 12 for Telangana. So as the lockdown is being lifted gradually across India in the wake of a decline in coronavirus cases, concerns have been raised about violations of COVID-19 protocols. We're seeing them everywhere, at markets, at malls. Taking note of the violations, the Delhi High Court even had on Friday warned that a breach of the COVID protocol will only hasten the third wave. Given what the director of AIIMS has said today, is this the right time to ease COVID restrictions in India? Are we prepared for an imminent third wave? And what do we need to do to protect ourselves? Joining us now, we have K. Sujata Rao, former Secretary of Health in the Government of India, Dr. Arvinder Soin, Chairman of the Medanta Liver Transplant Institute, and we have Dr. Sandeep Budhiraja, Group Medical Director of Max Healthcare. Dr. Soin, this is frightening what Dr. Guleria has said today. Earlier, India's epidemiologists had indicated that there would be a third wave. We knew that. But it was expected to start in, you know, September, October. Now we're saying 6 to 8 weeks away. Obviously, then, we need to be vaccinating faster.
You know, waves in this pandemic depend on a few things, and the chief among which are what percentage of population is vaccinated and whether we are observing COVID-appropriate behavior.
Yeah.
So in the world, if you look at the world map in terms of what happened in the first and the second wave, there was a space of 3 months between the two peaks. However, between two peaks, there was a space of between 2 and 7 months in individual countries. Now, if we want to prolong this 2 months or 3 months to 4 or 6 months, we have to practice and enforce COVID-appropriate behavior, like Dr. Guleria has said, and we have to get into a vaccine hyperdrive. I mean, unless those two things happen, we are going to face a third wave sooner rather than later. I mean, there are other things that govern how often the waves will come, and they are, you know, the populations that are not still exposed to the infection, that's rural population and the majority of the young population, including kids, because they've not been vaccinated, and also the development of variants, because some variants, sure, you know, the newer variants will obviously spread faster, they'll be more transmissible, and even cause more, you know, more disease and havoc. So I think all these factors govern it, and what we can control is to observe COVID-appropriate behavior. In fact, it's not very far-fetched now to think that there should be fines and penalties and taxes for COVID-inappropriate behavior.
All right. So, Dr. Guleria, Dr. Soin, all of you saying that this is a fight on two fronts, basically, the fronts that we can control. One, vaccinations, and two, it depends on how we go ahead in terms of COVID-appropriate behavior, preventing crowds, which is the exact quote of what Dr. Guleria said. Yet, K. Sujata Rao, we see the Telangana cabinet deciding to completely open up, even schools and colleges, and I'm talking about physically, not online. Now, students have not even been vaccinated. There have been doctors who are saying that kids, youngsters, basically anyone who hasn't been vaccinated is likely to be more susceptible to catching COVID because, you know, they're the ones left without a protection, a wall.
Well, my opinion is that it is very reckless. And I'm quite surprised that, you know, they have to take the lockdown for everyone all of a sudden. And they will also include education institutions from July 1st, which means even school children, which means the teachers haven't been all vaccinated. So, you know, it is reckless, and it reminds me of a similar statement that the Honorable Chief Minister had made last year in March, when we had the first lockdown, saying that I will get Telangana without any COVID cases in a week's time. And the Sun followed it up, saying by April 7th, Telangana will be COVID-free. So, you know, I have a feeling somewhere there is a little bit of a simplistic understanding of how pandemics move, how pandemics function, or what I would say their momentum. You know, there's a certain momentum for a pandemic. And you're not breaking that momentum or the chain of transmission as it's called. So when vaccination is not so high, testing and is quite weak in Telangana as compared to other two states, we don't have enough data. Data has never been a very strong factor of Telangana. How do they know what the real burden of infection is in Telangana when it comes to such a conclusion? So that's not my point. My big point, even if they want to open up the lockdown because economic activity is getting affected, they have to calibrate it. They have to take step by step. And when you say it's not enough to give a farman saying all of you with the appropriate COVID behavior, use appropriate behavior and don't crowd and so on. You have to put in regulations. You have to do the kind of policing. You have to put in the systems in place for enabling people to adopt that behavior. You can't open up Tarnanath and say, now don't crowd, the master crowd. But then you have to give quota saying that nobody more than one person of a family will come. That means there is some amount of crowd control and some amount of policing that you have to do. Just telling people, saying, behave yourself as well. And so, you know, I'm very worried that we may be playing with fire because almost everyone is saying that wave 3 can be lethal as wave 2. And I don't think we should try our luck at this time. Absolutely. We've suffered enough and we need to be serious about it.
We've suffered enough. Can we prevent what we all had to undergo, what we saw India undergoing in the second wave? Can we prevent this? Dr. Budhiraja, Dr. Guleria saying unless we're vaccinated, we are vulnerable in the coming months. Yet only 5% of India's population has been vaccinated so far, and I'm talking about with two doses. Of course, yes, the government says they're planning to vaccinate 108 crores by the end of this year. But the third wave now expected in 6 to 8 weeks. Should we, I mean, where do we start, Dr. Budhiraja? For first, should we then reduce the dose gaps for Covishield?
So firstly, I don't think that would be a good strategy. We need to somehow improve the supply line of availability of the vaccine. And in fact, sir, what we are seeing is places or centers where vaccine supply is there. Off late in the last few days, we are seeing increasing hesitance. The slots at places are lying vacant. People are not opting for it. So it has a strong strategy. We have a continuous, unlimited, unlimited supply of vaccine. Whichever that it doesn't matter. And the hesitancy of people is by clear educating and informing and giving the right advice and right piece of information. Let me tell you the piece of information which came out one particular brand that it causes clotting tendency and can cause was taken up so badly by public at large that it single common reason. Commonest reason for causing vaccine amongst people. Every patient, everybody, every person asks us how much risk because of this get a clot. Now, we keep telling that you know, the incidence of such complications or rare complications is far rare by vaccine than by the natural disease process itself. So I think the right information must go to people. Mm. And at the same time, other than vaccine, we need to clearly understand that it is the when we talk about a disease causation, it's the three factors, agent, host, and environment. Yes. We have been talking about vaccination, which is protecting the host, human being. Yes. What about the agent, the virus? It is rapid mutating. Mm. Okay, and unless until as a country we have a strategy to see which mutant is present causing the pandemic, we will always delayed in our responses. UK presently is undergoing its third wave because of the Delta strain, 99%. Replaced. Now, there's a Delta Plus story coming in. Now, how geared are we? Are we doing enough genetic sequencing of virus? All these are very important when it comes to treatment and planning the future strategies. Yeah. And I think social behavior is the social environment we talk about where government has opened up. I can understand that country can't remain in lockdown for perpetuity, but it has to be opened up amongst certain restrictions and limitations. And unless until we enforce those limitations on the public or those restrictions, the law is taken care. I think we are in for a third wave. It could be a much more scary situation than what we saw in the second.
Wow. Thank you all. What do we need to do to make everyone more aware? We can only have conversations like this and have doctors like you, Dr. Soin, and people who worked with health closely, Ms. Rao and Dr. Budhiraja. Thank you all for your time. We're trying to focus on this critical issue raised today, a third wave that is inevitable, but when and can we be prepared? Thank you all for your time, and thank you, of course, for your service.